Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. The Chicago Bears go to Las Vegas. They take down the Raiders 25-24. My five thoughts, my five takeaways from the Bears' second win in a row, first one on the road, right here, right now. First major takeaway from the game, the Chicago Bears have a really hard time stopping the run. They gave up 240 yards on the ground. Ashton Gentry had his coming out party, rushing for well over 100 yards. I think it was 160, 150 yards rushing. They're just having a really hard time against the run this year. Consistently stopping their run has been an issue for the Bears. I know they're missing TJ Edwards and Grady Jarrett, but it's a huge concern. Leading us to number two, another concern, the Chicago Bears have a hard time consistently running the ball, which is not what I think a lot of us, Bears fans expected going into the season. They invested in the interior offensive line, Jonah Jackson, Drew Dahlman, Joe Tooney. It's just not meshing well right now. In the first half alone, they only had 2 rushing yards coming out of the locker room. So those were the first two takeaways. The Bears have a hard time overall in this game and this season stopping the run and running the ball. Number three, takeaways and turnovers. The Bears defense 2 weeks in a row with 4 takeaways. Shout out to Kevin Byard, man. I mean, did you guys see that? 2 interceptions, basically on the same route. Clearly studied the film on Geno Smith. I thought Tyrique Stevenson's interception to start the second half was huge. Big time play. So overall, the Bears defense, very opportunistic. Even though, again, they're not stopping the run and they're really not getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But they're making plays, taking the ball away, giving the offense a chance. 4 takeaways, like I said, in the last 2 weeks, which leads us into the takeaway four. Special teams, special teams, special teams. Cairo Santos didn't miss a kick. I think he was 4 for 4, and I know he hit one from distance, over 50 yards. Awesome to see. Torrey Taylor, fourth round punter, coming through huge. Pinning the Raiders at the 2-yard line. You tack on that holding call, it put him at the 1. What a beautiful punt, though. Just stopped that in its tracks. And then obviously the game sealing play. Blackwell with the big block. So I'm listening to the score this week or this morning, and there's a lot of talk that in the meeting room during the prep against the Raiders, the Chicago Bears long snapper stood up and pointed out that the Raiders long snapper has sort of a tell where he kind of moves the ball before he snaps. And supposedly that was really key to Blackwell getting a great jump to block that kick. Special teams was huge in this game, especially when the defense was getting run on, and the offense really wasn't capitalizing on the defense's takeaways. Number one takeaway from the game. It's just Ben Johnson as a whole since he came to the Bears. I feel like this was a Ben Johnson game in terms of mentality. This was a game that I think as Bears fans, all of us know, they usually lose this game. It's one of those games that it comes down to the end, they find a way to lose. You could tell right out of the gate in the halftime, post-halftime interview, Ben Johnson was locked in. And that's something that we've all seen as Bear fans. What is Ben Johnson going to be like? It was a question in the offseason, right? What's his demeanor going to be like? What's the energy going to be like? Now, I don't know about you, but when you watch him on the sideline, he is dialed in, locked in. Came out of the halftime break. He was asked a few questions by the reporter. Man, he was intense with a stare down and let them know, let the whole team know, let the reporter know, listen, that was not our brand of football. We're going to hit the reset button. We're going to come out here. We're about to turn it around. And they did. They went on a long drive to take the lead at the end of the game. And then defense did enough to get a stop, force a long field goal, and the special teams came through with the block. Just overall great execution, very detailed, like Ben Johnson promised to be when he showed up day one. So just kind of felt like a game the Bears normally lose, but now we have Ben Johnson and they find a way to win. A gritty, ugly game. So those are the top five takeaways from the Bears versus the Raiders.
You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
I think the other thing that really stood out was obviously the quarterback, right? Like, that's what we all want to know. This season, come on. Is this season really about winning? Do I think the Bears are going to the playoffs and going to make a bunch of noise? I don't. The roster isn't really set up that way right now. The major question mark this season is, can this marriage between Ben Johnson and Caleb work? Caleb Williams. So another thing that really stood out was Caleb Williams on the game-winning drive. And in fact, I just watched before I jumped on here, just watched every play. Go back. I'm asking you right now. If you watch the game, go back and go watch the last drive of Caleb Williams against the Raiders. And what stands out, he just does all the most ordinary things. Starts off the drive, sidearm check down to Swift. Next play, I think. Gets a little bit of pressure, sidesteps to the left, hits DJ Moore as he's, going to the sideline. Another check down to DeAndre Swift. Probably the biggest, one of his biggest plays on the drive. Gets a little bit of pressure, but he doesn't panic. Two hands on the ball, explodes out of the through the pocket, stepping up, running for like 15 yards, picking up the first down, keeping the chains moving. He hits Rome Odunze at one point for a nice throw. But if you watch, it's all ordinary. It's all basic. And that is what you need to do. Just play in structure. He didn't force anything. And that's also the Ben Johnson effect, right? Getting this very, very talented player to just play within the offense. You don't have to do anything special. Just take what the defense has given you. And I remember I was listening to Kevin O'Connell this offseason talk about how long it took him in his career as a quarterback, because Kevin O'Connell, the coach of the Vikings, he was a quarterback in the NFL. He backed up Tom Brady. And he said when he would go to practice or when he was trying out for teams throughout his career, he was always trying to do like the special in front of the coaches to wow them. But that when he got later in his career, and I think he was backing up Tom Brady at some point, he went and he watched all of Tom Brady's game-winning drives. And he said the one thing that stood out about them, that there was no wow plays. He just did the most basic stuff, took what the defense was giving him, hit the check down, avoided the disaster play. And that was big for Caleb. That's what Caleb did on that drive. There were no disaster plays. There were no negative plays. He didn't take a sack. He found his check down. He threw the ball to Rome when it was there, converted with his legs. That's huge growth, big time growth for Caleb. So that was like the big thing that really stood out, other than the five that we hit. It's fun to see, man. Like, this season is all about, can Caleb and Ben, can we walk out of this season, whether they have 7, 8, 9, 6, 10 wins, whatever it is, how are we feeling about it? What does it look like? Through 4 games, they're 2-2. Caleb has not been sacked as much as he was last year. He's already on a pace to be way under 66 sacks. So it's exciting. That's what's exciting. So there's your one more. Those are my 5 plus 1. On the plus one takeaways of the Bears going in and getting a grind out win against the Las Vegas Raiders. As always, hey, going into the bye week, we will see you guys after the Commanders game. Hopefully, we're 3-2. Bear down.